Hello, everyone. This is Nofel coming back after, let's say, a month and a half. I haven't recorded anything. I haven't actually posted anything. I've recorded so many things. And in the middle of my growth here, I try to always get something new to talk about. And this time is about something that really, that set us apart from others. I want to talk a little bit about tradition. So what makes a tradition special? Is it the stories passed down through generations, the rituals we perform year after year, or is it simply the feeling of connection to our families, to our heritage, and to our something, to something that's just bigger than ourselves? Culture is more than, I think, just food, language, or festivals. I think it's more about our identity, our values. There are some unseen threads that bind us to certain communities and to our community. It binds us together. But in a rapidly changing world, how do traditions evolve? When do we hold on, and when do we let go of it? Well, today I'll try to dive deep into the power of cultural traditions. Why do they matter, and how they change, and when they create conflict? From ancient customs to modern adaptations, we'll kind of explore the beauty, the controversy, and the meaning behind the traditions that shape us. So before we start, I want you to take a moment to think, what's a tradition that has shaped you? Maybe it's something that your family does every holiday, or maybe it's a ritual you don't fully understand but still follow, or maybe it's something you've questioned over time. So this episode of The Cellar Talk, it's all about culture, tradition, and the stories that make us who we are.
In the cellar we gather round, stories told, no need for sound. Saxophone plays so smooth and true. Feel the vibe, it's all for you. Echoes bounce on walls of time. Hear the rhythm, hit the rhyme. Down below in our quiet space, find your voice.
All right, so let's start with the basics here. Why do traditions exist? Traditions, I think they serve a few key purposes here. There's that connection part of it. They connect us to our ancestors, our families, and our communities, of course. There is that identity part of it, I'll say. They help define who we truly are and where we come from. There's that continuity part. They preserve history, ensuring that, of course, important values and knowledge aren't just lost over time. And there's a meaning to it. They give us a sense of purpose, something bigger than just the present moment. If you take a moment and think about it, how many of your childhood memories are tied to traditions? Maybe it's a holiday meal or a song that your grandmother always sang, and or a special event that your community celebrate year after year. I think those moments stay with us because they ground us in something familiar and enduring to us. But the thing is traditions aren't always positive. I don't think so. Some traditions bring us some joys, some joy and togetherness. And I think that there are some others that create a little bit of pressure, some exclusion, or even some harm. The question we have to ask ourselves is, how do we know when to keep a tradition and when to challenge it? We can start with the good, for example. The traditions that bring people together, the ones that remind us who we are and where we come from. If we talk about food, for example, food traditions, every culture has a signature dish. Everyone from anywhere in the world, they can name one dish that carry history and meaning to them. For me, it's couscous from Morocco. Everybody, all my friends know that I love to make it. And I make a really good couscous. So I hope if you know me, just ask me for it and I'll bring it. So it's more to me, it's more about like the smell of that particular spice or sometimes the taste that like of a family recipe or something that's what reminds me a little bit, keeps me attached to my Moroccan tradition and culture. So for many, food traditions are a way to keep their roots alive, for example. A person who moves from home might feel that comfort in cooking their grandmother's dish, even if they're thousands of miles away. Then there is a ritual. There are some rituals that mark important milestones, for example. Like you have weddings, you have like bar mitzvahs, and some ceremonies that are religious or those kind of events. These events aren't just celebrations; they're deeply symbolic moments that connect generations. You will have the grandfather, the father, the father who's the grandfather's son, of course, your father, and then your son. And et cetera, et cetera. It brings everyone together. In Morocco, for example, a tradition during a wedding ceremony, we do have the henna tradition, which is a ceremony before a wedding that symbolizes it is more of a way of blessing the bride with luck and protection. In Japan, there's one, I'm going to butcher it, but I hope I'm saying it right. It's Shishigo-san Festival. It celebrates children as they reach significant ages, and it symbolizes health and growth. I think that those traditions remind us that we're part of something bigger than ourselves. A lineage, a story that started long before we were born and will continue long after we're gone. But not all traditions are easy to hold into. Some fade away. Some fade with time. Others clash with our modern values. So what happens when traditions and modernity, modernity collide? There's always tension between the old ways and the new world. Some customs remain cherished, and there are some that become outdated, sometimes even controversial. Think about arranged marriage. In many cultures, they were the norm for centuries. Some people still uphold them. They argue that they strengthen the families and they ensure compatibility. And there are, of course, some others that deny personal freedom, that it deny personal freedom to them because they don't get to choose. And that custom belongs to the past. Take gender roles, for example, in traditions. Many cultural customs have strict expectations for how men and how women should behave themselves, should dress, should even speak. Some argue these rules preserve some sort of cultural identity. Others believe they limit individual choice and should evolve with time. Then there is a there is a question of cultural appropriation. When is borrowing from another culture an act of appreciation, and when it is offensive? If someone wears a traditional outfit from a culture they weren't born into, is it respect or exploitation, or sometimes some people even call it racism? I personally don't think so. I think it's amazing. It's respect. It brings us all together. Well, this debate continues as globalization, of course, brings cultures closer together. I don't mind if someone actually wears my traditional dress. I actually see it as a sign of openness, someone who's open-minded, that want to try something. It's okay. It's all right. So traditions can be a source of pride, but they can also create division and controversy. How do we navigate this balance? The truth is, tradition isn't about blindly following the past. It's about choosing what still holds meaning to us. Us as a person. You personally. Not the group of people that you belong to, but you. Does it fit you or not? So how do we decide which traditions to hold into and which to challenge? There are three questions to ask. Does this tradition bring people together? Or does it exclude or harm others? So if a tradition builds connection and joy, I think it's worth keeping. But if it forces people into roles they don't want, maybe it's time to rethink it. Second question, is this tradition still relevant? Or is it based on outdated beliefs? Some traditions made sense, of course, but they made sense centuries ago, but don't fit modern realities. Cultural evolution is natural. You have to live the moment. And some customs and traditions are just not fit for today's day. Can these traditions evolve, or does it have to stay exactly the same? That's our third question. Some customs adapt over time without losing, of course, their essence, like languages and fashion. And there are even some rituals that change while we still actually honor the roots of them. At the end of the day, the goal isn't to erase cultures. It's to make sure traditions still serve us rather than control us. So, where do you stand? Do you believe traditions should be preserved at all costs? Or do you think they should evolve with the time? The answer probably isn't black and white. Culture is a living, it's a breathing thing. Something that grows and changes just like we do. And I want to leave you with this quote from Gandhi. A nation's culture resides in the hearts and in the soul of its people. I'll say it again because I messed it up. A nation's culture resides in the hearts and in the soul of its people. That means that culture isn't just what we inherit. It's what we create. What we do with it. This has been the Cellar Talk. This is Nofel. I hope I will talk to you soon. Have a good day, everybody. In the cellar we explore. Stories told and legends grow. In the place where voices flow. Cellar Talk. We hear it.